RAC's Post-Op Podcast is brought to you with the compliments of the Royal Australasian College of Surgeons and leading financial services organisation, the Bongiorno National Network, the preferred choice for medical professionals across Australia. It's been 22 years since the Port Arthur massacre in Tasmania, where 35 innocent lives were lost to gunman Martin Bryant. Despite strong opposition from some sections of the Australian community, Prime Minister John Howard immediately and fiercely campaigned for tighter control on semi-automatic and fully automatic weapons via the National Firearms Agreement. Tasmanian paediatric surgeon Dr. Michael E is a passionate advocate for strong gun laws and warns against any watering down of the current legislation. First, talking with Chris Ashmore, Michael reflects on the Port Arthur shootings in 1996.
I remember being glued to the news, watching the tragedy unfolding, with an ever-increasing number of deaths at every newsbreak. It was most heart-wrenching to find out that in amongst victims were two innocent children aged 3 and 6. The senseless murder was unforgettable. What happened 12 days after that was a defining moment for the country, as you have highlighted. Former Prime Minister Mr. John Howard has publicly declared his greatest achievement as PM was enforcing the gun laws that prevented more slaughter of innocent people, and that will remain his legacy.
Well, the Port Arthur massacre was 22 years ago, but has there been any recent events that pose a potential threat to the nation's gun control law?
In March this year, at the Commonwealth level, the Minister for Foreign Affairs, Peter Dutton, announced he was considering the establishment of a firearm advisory council that would have allowed the industry to review proposed regulatory changes for so-called efficiency, appropriateness and intent. And this is after a request from the Australian gun lobby. This drew an immediate strong objection in the form of a letter directed to the Prime Minister from the Australasian Injury Prevention Network, with Rex as a co-signatory. Here in Tasmania, the state government has put forward a pre-election proposal to loosen gun control laws in the state. This included allowing greater access to Category C firearms, such as self-loading rifles and pump-action shotguns, and that would have doubled licenses from 5 to 10 years in amongst some of its proposal. I'd just like to point out that the National Firearms Agreement specifies that license duration should not exceed 5 years.
But the Tasmanian state government has backed away from its controversial reform of firearm laws just recently, hasn't it?
Well, Chris, it's true that the state premier has indicated so, but he has not ruled out changes after the completion of a legislative council inquiry that they are still pursuing. It has been reported that more than 100 submissions have been received, and the outcome is yet to be determined. As a paediatric surgeon, a father, a husband, living peacefully here in Tasmania, I have ongoing concern unless the state government unequivocally rules this out.
And what role has RACS played in the government backing away?
RACS Trauma Prevention Position Paper has influentially guided some of Australia's most effective trauma prevention advocacy work over the last few decades. In regard to firearm violence, recognising the seriousness of the matter, the College recommends strict gun control, including compulsory national register of all firearms, the banning and prohibition of importation by individuals of semi-automatic and pump-action rifles and shotguns, compulsory training, education and licensing measures in Australia that have been in place since 1996 should continue, along with mechanism for regular reviews of firearm control measures. Here in Tasmania, under the leadership of current chair, Dr. David Penn, and immediate past chair, Dr. Girish Pandey, RACS Tasmania played a pivotal role, together with a coalition of health professionals, in pressuring the government to back away from the proposed changes. Together with the community's support, we spoke as one collectively when we voiced our concern about the proposed loosening of gun control laws by the state government. If we all agree gun violence is a health issue, RACS can always play an important role to rally the community against changes to law detrimental to our peace-loving society free of gun violence. I would just like to add at the RACS combined meeting in November here in Hobart that I'm convening, A special session on gun control laws will continue to highlight the concern of all health professionals in the state on this particular issue.
Well, since the introduction of the agreement, what do we have to show this has worked?
Well, Chris, in the last 18 years prior to the introduction of this law, there were 13 fatal mass shootings in Australia. 104 victims were killed. Since then, there has only been one mass shooting in Margaret River in May this year. If you ask me, do gun control laws work in Australia? I would categorically say yes.
What do we know about other countries that don't have strict gun control laws legislated like Australia?
Well, let us take US as an example. Data from US Gun Violence Archive, a not-for-profit organization, is absolutely frightening to look at. Up until today, in 2018 alone, there were more than 9,300 deaths, more than 18,000 injuries, and 226 mass shootings already reported. These are not stats anyone should be proud of. As a pediatric surgeon, I also want to highlight some of the unacceptable gun violence statistics involving children that were published in Pediatrics by the American Academy of Pediatrics in April last year. Alarmingly, the U.S. accounts for 91% of all child firearms-related deaths among high-income countries. Nearly 1,300 children die, and 5,790 are treated for gunshot wounds each year. Firearms are the second leading cause of death for American children and teens, and worryingly, approximately 3 million American children witness gun violence every year. These are truly frightening stats.
Indeed. Well, over the years, tragically, a high number of mass shootings have occurred at school campuses too. Is that right?
Well, Chris, watching news bulletin of yet another mass shooting at school campus should never be just another shooting. The shocking horrors of young children and toddlers killed from the mass shooting at the Sandy Hook Elementary School in 2012 was an act of unspeakable evil. 20 children between 6 and 7 years old were fatally shot on that day. There was not a single dry eye when the news broke. I think it's also important that we do not forget another aspect of gun violence that not necessarily emphasized frequently, and that is the morbidities associated with gun violence. As I've pointed out previously, there are a lot more that are injured than the number of deaths, some permanently disabled for the rest of their lives. We are talking about young children with no real future or hope to cling on due to gun violence. Without getting too political, the individual right to keep and bear arms should not be used as an argument for all this mass shooting of innocent children.
Well, here in Australia, in July this year, in fact, there were calls for tighter gun control laws because of a situation where a perpetrator was able to obtain high-powered handguns with the intent to kill, and that was despite initially being turned down for membership in at least two gun clubs.
Well, Chris, let us not forget, two bright teenagers at the prime of their lives were killed by their own father in that incident. We can ask many times, why did he do that? But as a nation, we should also ask, why was he even allowed to own a gun in the first place when all the warning signs were there? If the current existing law is inadequate to prevent such tragedy, yes, gun control laws should be tightened, not loosened. There is also another important issue lawmakers should consider. 3D printed guns are already on our shores. The founder of an overseas printable gun company recently said gun control is over. And one of the most dangerous people on the internet right now is someone who has fought to make sure anyone should be able to download the files to make a gun at home with a click of a button. Bearing in mind a 3D printer is a machine that can be shipped in a box, with the right blueprints, a weapon that is essentially untraceable, largely unregulated, and undetectable by the metal scanners can be transported anywhere unchecked and can be used to cause major harm. This is yet another reason why current gun laws should be tightened.
Well, it's most certainly a serious matter that affects all of us in society, and we should reflect upon and take action before it's too late.
Well, I agree, Chris. We must never forget we all live in a very safe country here. free from the alarming gun violence statistic that is the envy of others from all around the world. We should be grateful we live peacefully without the constant fear of gun violence in our society. Our youth, our children attending schools, colleges, do not need to walk past metal detectors as a normal way of life. Parents certainly do not need to fear if they will never ever see their children again after another mass shooting at schools. If our gun control laws are ever loosened, we will not just go back 22 years, but all lives lost from gun violence will be completely in vain.
Dr. Michael E. RAC's Post-Op Podcast is brought to you with the compliments of the Royal Australasian College of Surgeons and leading financial services organisation, the Buongiorno National Network, the preferred choice for medical professionals across Australia. You can reach the Buongiorno National Network on +613 9863 3111.